From high atop the continent, the nation's leading voice in progressive talk, the new voice for freedom and liberty. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
And welcome to the Ed Schultz Show. Tony Trupiano in for Big Eddie today. He and Wendy taking the day off. I am more than happy to sit in and a pleasure to do so. I am familiar to many of you and unknown to some. And that's okay. We'll get to know each other a little better in this hour. For the better part of the last 11 years, nationally syndicated myself, recently left my show to make a run for Congress. Homie was nice enough to give me a call, asked me to sit in today, and if I'm nice, they're going to let me come back, and I think I'm being nice. We'll find out. In the meantime, if you want to join us, 877-WE-GOT-ED, that's 877-934-6833. If you want to send an email, tony@thetonyshow.com. And we got a lot to get to in this hour, so you're going to want to stay with us. We'll have some time for your calls as well, but I want to turn my attention now to a good friend of mine, somebody that is a consummate radio guy in his own right. More importantly, has been on the, ongoing story of voting irregularities and much, much more surrounding that. And earlier we had some callers that wanted to talk about that, so you'll want to stay tuned. But let me just also mention, because Cindy Sheehan, as many of you know, is back in Crawford, Texas this weekend. Again, she still wants to talk to the president. He doesn't seem quite interested in having an honest conversation. Joining me now is Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. And I bring up Cindy Sheehan because Brad was the only broadcaster to spend, I don't know, Brad, how long were you at Camp Crawford?
Well, we were down there.
Camp Casey.
Yeah, Camp Casey. We were down there for about 2 weeks, broadcasting every day over 50 hours from the ground at Camp Casey.
Yeah, it was an amazing period of time, and the reason I bring that up is at least the radio media ignored the fact that Brad was there. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Brad, my friend, how are you? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And to you, my friend. It's even though you're out pursuing perhaps more important things, and we certainly miss Big Ed, I must admit it's great to hear you back on the radio, if only for a short while, Tony.
Well, I appreciate that. It's fun to be on today. And, Brad, the first thing that I want to do is let's go back to the recent elections. Just a few weeks back, of course, municipalities all over the country and every state in the country had elections, some of them more profoundly important than others. You've been following a story out of Ohio. Funny how Ohio keeps coming up when we talk elections. Now, there were some initiatives on the ballot there, Brad Friedman. Tell us a little bit about what was going on before Election Day and a little bit about those initiatives and what it looked like was going to happen with those.
Yeah. Well, I know it is just a coincidence, of course, that Ohio is once again at the center of an election controversy here in 05, much as it was in 04. But in fact, last November 8th, they had five different initiatives on the ballot. Four of them were put forward by a group called Reform Ohio Now, and they were essentially four election reform initiatives. And these were really in response to what had happened in November of 04. You'll recall the debacle that they had out there for the presidential election, where votes have still not been counted correctly, and we still don't know who actually won Ohio and thus the presidency in 04. So this group put forward four different initiatives for election reform. Amongst them, one of them would have removed J. Kenneth Blackwell, as he's their Secretary of State out there, and he's the arbiter of the elections, but he's also incredibly partisan and, in fact, was the Bush-Cheney 04 re-election campaign co-chair out there in Ohio, responsible for running fair elections in the state, which is something that is hard to imagine. So one of the initiatives here would have removed the Secretary of State in Ohio from being overseeing the elections and instead put an independent board in place. Well, there were five issues. The last four of them, two through five, were these election reform initiatives. And in fact, the polling 2 days before the election, the Columbus Dispatch released their final poll prior to the election, in which they showed that all four of the these election reform initiatives, well, at least three of the four of them, were set to pass in a very big way. For example, issue three that revised the campaign contribution limits was the pre-polling showed that it was set to win 61% yes to 25% no. Then the final results came out of the election, and for that same issue three, the final results were 33% yes, 66% no. Virtually, you know, flipped what the Columbus Dispatch poll had predicted would happen. Now, the Columbus Dispatch poll is a historically accurate poll. In fact, it's been written up in several polling journals for its, you know, extraordinary accuracy as far as that goes. So this is the first time in the history of the Columbus Dispatch that they have been so disastrously wrong. So the question becomes, was it their polling that suddenly became wrong for the first time ever, or did something happen at the polls themselves on election day? Well, what happened in election day in Ohio this year, for the first time, 44 of the 88 Ohio counties added all new electronic voting machines. 41 of those counties were, in fact, using Diebold equipment. And I'm sure big listeners are somewhat familiar with Diebold. Their CEO was famously, prior to the 04 presidential election, had promised to deliver the state of Ohio to George W. Bush. In other words, they're a very right-leaning company, Diebold is, and their machines have been the source of much controversy, and in fact, a recent test out here in California showed that 20% of their machines failed during the test. Now, some strange things have happened since then in California. I hope that we'll get time to talk about that because it's very important, too. But the thing is, in Ohio, once again, we have final election results that simply make no sense.
All right. You know, Brett, and let's go back to the polling. You know, we had a situation here on Election Day in Detroit where when the polls closed, the polling firms were giving the election to one of the candidates, only to come back an hour later and have to take that back. This seems to be happening, you know, and I want to talk a little bit about Jim Zogby and his organization. You know, their credibility is pristine, and yet they got 04 terribly wrong. Now we see this happen again in Ohio just a couple weeks ago, Brad Friedman. You know, are the pollsters just getting really bad at science, or is there something perhaps more sinister that is going on, and are we able to prove that something more sinister is going on?
Well, it's hard to imagine that suddenly these polls, which have been historically accurate, you mentioned the Zogby poll, they had in the past been right on the money in previous elections. The exit polling that has been much discussed for the presidential election has also been historically accurate until suddenly it fell apart this year. And of course, naturally, what they did was they said that, well, it's the polling organizations, it's the poll that went wrong, not the results of the election. Nonetheless, a few weeks later, after our presidential election here, they had the big elections out in the Ukraine, where the exact same company, the Matovsky organization, was running the exit polls out there. And the polls in Ukraine showed that the challenger should have won, despite the election results showing that the incumbent won. Now, when that happened in the Ukraine, everybody said, oh, look, the exit polls said it should have gone another way. Exit polls are always right. There must be fraud in the Ukraine. And that was, you know, including George W. Bush and Colin Powell. They came out and said that, and they used those polls. And in fact, a new vote was taken out there. However, when it occurs in this country, election now after election, when the final results don't match the polls, they say, oh, there must be something wrong with the polling. It simply makes no sense, especially while our electoral system is going through these radical changes and these machines are being installed, which even a recent report from the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, nonpartisan office, puts out a 107-page report confirming everything that folks like me have been saying about these electronic machines, that they're not secure, that they can be hacked, that votes have disappeared altogether in recent elections. And yet the media keeps looking at these matters as if, oh, there must be something wrong with the pre-polling. It just makes no sense.
Absolutely. Brad Friedman, my guest. We've got to take a quick break here. Brad, of course, you'll find on the net at bradblog, B-R-A-D-B-L-O-G, bradblog.com. I'm Tony Trupiano in for Big Ed. This is the Ed Schultz Show on the Jones Radio Network. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Give us a call, 877-934-6833.
His name is George. It's not Jesus. This is the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz here to tell you about Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic noise-canceling headphones from Bose. I know when you think of Big Eddie, you don't think of the word quiet, but after a long day of talking, I love sitting back with my Bose Quiet Comfort 2 headphones and listening to my favorite Stone songs. They're so comfortable, you won't believe it. I almost forget I'm wearing them. Listen, folks, when you're a talk show host, the most important thing you can have is your headphones. I'll never go anywhere again without my Bose Quiet Comfort 2 headphones. It's the perfect gift for that Ed head on your list. Call 1-800-901-0347 and try the Comfort Quiet 2 headphones for 30 days risk-free. Order by January 31st, 06 and get a free Bose portable CD player. That's a $50 value. Bose will even throw in the shipping. Bose has a special toll-free number just for my listeners. Just call 1-800-901-0347 and get yourself a set of Bose Quiet Comfort 2 headphones. Listen to Big Eddie and leave the noise behind.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Rosemount Diamond Shiraz presents The Urban Escape Plan, Bruce and Julie's Place.
It started with us versus our jobs.
I stopped loving mine a while ago.
Yeah.
So we stumble on a plan.
Over a bottle of Rosemount Diamond Shiraz.
We get a live slash workspace.
A little house on the Oregon coast.
All four of us.
Like a commune.
Except with better clothes.
And more frequent bathing.
Great conversation is all about making connections. And Rosemount Diamond Shiraz is the place to begin. This holiday season, look for Rosemount Diamond Shiraz at your local wine merchant.
What if I told you that...
Saturdays at 4 on the M&M Show, you'll hear things like...
This may sound inflammatory, but I lived in Texas for 3 years.
I'm sorry, we can't have that kind of language on this program.
Cut them off.
Well, I'm sorry, we can't allow that.
You trust me, you'll like this. If the world ever needed an enema, they'd stick it in Texas.
Really? Well, I think we're getting one from Texas. You know, with friends like that, who needs enemas, right?
Exactly.
The M&M Show, starring Fred and Steve McChesney. If you haven't heard this show, you haven't heard anything like it. Saturday afternoons from 4 till 7 on 1010 Talk.
There's a reason why RE/MAX is the largest, most successful real estate company in Arizona. In this sophisticated, fast-paced market, it's important to have the right realtor represent your interests. Steve Coker is a RE/MAX All-Stars agent and a native here in the Valley of the Sun. Steve knows how fast properties move here in the Valley and how crucial timing is when buying or selling a property. Steve also knows how crucial timing is to you when you're trying to contact your realtor. That's why Steve promises you an immediate, same-day response to every email and every call. You can search the entire multiple listing service in the privacy of your own home at 1010homes.com. Give Steve a call today, 602-790-3732. For immediate answers to your real estate questions, it's Steve Coker, 602-790-3732.
Hi, I'm Steve Coker. Whether you're looking to buy or sell your first home or your 21st home, I can help. Please give me a call today at 602-790-3732 or look me up on the web at 1010homes.com.
Bush is a failure. He lied to us about Iraq, isn't prepared for a terrorist attack, and ruined the economy. I tried to voice this opinion to the newspapers, but they refused to publish it. Where else can I go?
You can go to voiceofarizona.com. Voiceofarizona.com is the home of true free speech by the people, for the people, where anyone can post their opinion on any topic, unedited and uncensored. Go to voiceofarizona.com today and reclaim your rights to express your views. Voiceofarizona.com.
This is the all-new Air America Phoenix. 1010 Talk. KXXT.
Tony Trupiano back with you on the Ed Schultz Show right here on the Jones Radio Network. My guest again, Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. Brad had said a little bit earlier on that he hoped that we had a chance to talk about what was happening in California. So let me ask you this, Brad. Well, first of all, verifying our vote would seem to be something we were talking earlier in the show, and I'm sure you heard me tease this. We had some callers earlier that were talking about transparency in the voting process. Isn't it an indication in and of itself that the government keeps fighting verifying our vote?
Well, let me put it this way. If every single election that we've heard about over the last year or two that has been contested and we wonder are the votes accurate, et cetera, let's say that every single one of those elections, in fact, the results that they reported were 100% accurate, and then folks like me who are worried about it have no real reason to worry. Now, the fact of the matter is you judge a successful election when the loser can come forward and have confidence in the results. Just the fact that there is a confidence crisis in these election results as we are now seeing them, and this is becoming worse and worse as more of these electronic machines are being deployed around the country at an alarming rate with federal tax dollars, I might add, that are not transparent, that are not accountable, they're not recountable, they're not verifiable, they use secret software. Because of this, there is a confidence crisis in this country in our election results. So even if the results are completely accurate, we are in big trouble because we have a growing electorate that no longer has confidence in the results of the elections, which is the very bedrock of our democracy, the vote. We have to have confidence in that.
Well, and Brad, part of the problem with that is, doesn't that in a way discourage voters from even going and casting a vote?
Oh, no doubt it does. And, you know, there are people who say, well, why should I go bother to vote? My vote is not going to be counted anyway. And in fact, it is often not counted, and that is becoming increasingly more so the case. So this is a grave threat to our democracy, and I have to add that I think it is an outrage, a disaster, that the mainstream media, by and large, is completely ignoring this topic. I'll give you an example. I mentioned that nonpartisan government accountability report, GAO report, that came out about a month ago, 100 pages. It had been in the works for a year. When it came out, it confirmed all the things I've been talking to you about, that votes have disappeared, that these machines are not secure, that they're hackable. And along with that report, six congressmen issued a joint press release lauding the report, a bipartisan press release. So this had the signatures of both Sensenbrenner and Conyers. And you can't get them to agree about anything. And they put out this news release together lauding this report. Since that report has come out, not a single wire service nor a single mainstream American newspaper has devoted even a sentence to the existence of that report. I don't understand it.
All right, we understand the problem, Brad. I mean, there's been legislation that's been proposed. We remember the Help America Vote Act, which again is another fancy title for we're going to screw you where we can when it comes to voting.
Yep.
So I have to ask you, you know, I told people earlier on that my candidacy, Brad Friedman, was about solutions. What's the solution?
Well, for now, the solution, it's up to the people. It's up to the listeners right now. Don't listen to this and say, oh, geez, I hope somebody does something about it. You need to do something about it because the politicians, for the most part, left and right, and the corporate mainstream media are not going to tell this story unless we begin to make the noise that needs to be made. Write, you know, letters to the editor, call your radio stations, come to bradblog.com and pass those stories around high and low. you know, this democracy takes vigilance of the people. Now, in this case, I had mentioned California. Something very bizarre is happening out here. The Republican Secretary of State, Bruce McPherson, had decertified these Diebold touchscreen machines out here when over the summer they did a massive test and they found that 20% of them failed. And election reform advocates celebrated that because, you know, we knew that these machines failed. We knew that the screens froze up and everything else. Suddenly, a week ago, Outcomes reports that he is about to go ahead and certify these machines after all. They performed a secret test, and they say that, oh, Diebold fixed all the problems.
A secret test, huh?
Yes. I mean, it's unbelievable. So I'm asking folks to call McPherson's office because as California goes, so does the rest of the country. If California approves these machines, you're going to see states and counties around the country approving Diebold machines for them as well, because everybody's scrambling now to meet this January 1 deadline that the Help America Vote Act has put out there, that they have to act by January 1 if they want all this free government money. So please, if I could give Bruce McPherson's number up in Sacramento, even if you're not in California, it's very important that you let, you know, California know that you do, that you want an accountable democracy, and that one is transparent and not run with secret software. Can I give out?
Absolutely. What's the number?
Call 916-653-6814. And they are tracking calls that are coming in. That's the Secretary of State, Bruce McPherson, 916-653-6814. And you can voice your opinion and let them know that the vote in America is too important to entrust to a privatized company that doesn't share their that uses secret software, that doesn't share their source code, and that disallows the American people to have confidence in their elections.
Yeah, and Brad, talk about an issue that absolutely transcends party and politics. And it would be our right to vote and our right to have that vote counted. Brad, we're just out of time. I want to thank you for joining us today on Big Ed Show, the Ed Schultz Show, and you and I will visit again soon.
Always great to talk to you, Tony. Have a great holiday weekend.
You too. Brad Friedman, bradblog.com. That's bradblog.com. Wow, we're going to have some time for open lines on the other side. Let me give you the number again, 877-WE-GOT-ED. That's 877-934-6833. 877-934-6833. You'll want to send me an email, Tony at thetonyshow.com. This is the Ed Schultz Show on the Jones Radio Network.